Okay, I don't care. Let's record. Welcome to episode 21 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and we are coming to you live from Site B. Let's go around the horn, shall we? I got Joe Dust.
Yeah, I'd fuck it.
Thank you. We got Big Matt.
Hello.
And, oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'll introduce our... Holy shit, I just had a stroke.
Wow.
we'll introduce our special guest, too. We have sound guy Steve.
Hello.
And his girlfriend, Lori.
Hi.
Hit the music, Jay.
Bitch better have my music.
Cause she had me sleeping a while ago. Dash. I hit and got stuck in the past. Dash. I hop in your whip and I crash. Dash. I leave you a tip on the dash. Dash. I'm running this game and I last. Last. I'm running this game and I last. Last. I'm running this game and I last. Last. I'm running this game and I down. Cause she had me sleeping a while ago. I hit and got stuck in the past. I hop in your whip and I crash. I leave you a tip on the dash. I'm running this game and I last. I'm running this game and I last. I'm running this game and I last. I'm running this.
Wow, that was a great song.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good song.
We don't have a beer sponsor.
Yeah, we do. We got Kona. We can do a Kona.
Yeah, here, hold on.
Oh, okay. As always, at this point of our show, I'm talking slow.
No, I got it.
Okay, all right. At this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And since our official beer snob, Cripple J, couldn't be here today.
You son of a bitch!
I'll have sound guy Steve let us know who we are drinking today.
We're doing the Kona Brewing Company again out of the Hawaii.
Have I a?
Yeah, no, for our Jewish listeners, hi. So 6% ABV, 85 is a beer epic score. Very good. That's right.
It's the Castaway?
Castaway, yes. It is very good.
You could drink one of these and do your finances on your iPad on the beach. Goddamn fucking Jews.
It's like getting sucked.
Matt's doing the sound effects.
Oh, okay.
It's like getting sucked off. By Lori.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Inappropriate.
Jeez.
Bahiam.
Bahiam.
There's no foreskin.
Lori, do you want to defend yourself now that you have a microphone?
No.
Oh, your silence speaks volumes.
More than words can say.
Okay. Let's get into this. Matthew.
Sir.
What are we talking about for episode 21?
A plethora.
We're legal!
A plethora of nonsense. And yes, we are legal. We are finally legal.
Oh, yeah.
We can drink now. Podcast can drink without, you know, feeling bad about it.
This podcast is going out for Jello shots later.
Yay! Oh, we should take some of that tequila.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we
good. I felt like throwing
clink,
up today.
Clink it.
Ding.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm too far away.
Did that make a noise? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. You have a beer? You have an empty beer?
Oh, my God.
You're a fucking poser.
Here, I'll clink my own beer in my microphone. Thank you, self. That's what I do to myself anyway.
It took him too long because he had to get the foreskin off of it, so it's okay.
Oh, God.
Oh,
fuck's sake.
All right, I'm going to give Steve a little lesson. The Jews are the ones that have the moils come, and they cut off the foreskin. It's the heathens that don't get that cut off that have to worry about it.
The moils of hyvas.
Remember, Briss.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You've seen South Park. Ike. Ike is Jewish.
I know.
Yeah. Well, he's Canadian.
Boys, he fall out of the sky.
Oh, he fall out of the sky.
I just want to sing a song, but we can't sing it yet.
That'll probably be on the next two or four podcasts.
Yeah.
Teases. We're teasing.
Coming soon.
A new song that we'll play on the podcast.
It's
going
to be fantastic.
Cunt better have my money.
What?
Oh. Ouch.
All right, first topic.
Go.
First topic on the list. Bucket list vacation spots where we'd like to go.
Las Vegas.
But you go there all
You go
time.
Every 2 months.
I know.
I do want to go to the Bunny Ranch, though.
The Bunny Ranch?
I would go to the Bunny Ranch.
What's there?
Mine's Australia/New Zealand.
Australia, New Zealand. What's at the Bunny Ranch? Toner, explain to her. What is at the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
It's the most awesome brothel on the planet.
Yeah.
Basically, you pay to get whatever you want there.
Especially if you're like an ex-NBA player, you can just OD there.
OD on some coke.
Yeah.
No, you could go there, or you can go to Amsterdam.
The Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
And you probably pay half price if you go to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's
the
in
Moonlight
Mound House,
Bunny Ranch,
Nevada.
It's often misspelled Moonlight. What the fuck? Oh, Moonlight. Okay.
It's legal. It's legal there to do that.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
6 miles east of Carson City, Nevada.
Oh, nice.
So out in the middle of nowhere.
It's a licensed brothel.
I don't know if the Moonlight
brothel.
Bunny Ranch, I don't know if that's supposed...
Oh, there we go.
There's
we need to put that picture on
there's
the
a street sign of two rabbits doing it, and that's nice. Leading up to the ranch. I don't know if that's considered a high-class one or expensive, but...
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
You think? Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, Jesse Ventura's been there. Motley Crue's Vince Neil's been there. Probably a lot of politicians have been there.
I'm sure
that's usually how it goes.
A ton of athletes have been there, too.
Tons of athletes, yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll hit that up next time.
So that's Toner's destination.
Legal. I'll be like, what can I get for $22?
50 cent, what? No,
can you slap me in the face yeah. and just have someone videotape it?
Other than the Bunny Ranch, visiting the pyramids in Egypt.
That'd be cool.
That'd be big
I'd
for me.
Do that. I think Egypt's kind of shitty right now, but I'd go
yeah,
there.
It wouldn't be very safe, I think.
Well.
Oh, I want to go to Stonehenge would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome.
My number one was Ireland. I want to go to Ireland. I want to
fuck
go,
yeah.
I want to go to the Jameson whiskey.
I'd go to Ireland.
And I want to go to Dublin. And I want to go
yes.
to... I'd like to go to the Guinness Brewery.
I want to get really drunk and tell someone, I love you. Yeah. Always have. Yeah. Always will.
The other place for me would be the beaches of Normandy. I want to go there, check that out, some World War II stuff.
Yeah.
England, just to go to a pub. I just want to go to a pub in England, just get drunk with a bunch of English people and call people cunts.
We did that in Vegas already.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah,
we did.
That was pretty much us.
Yes, we did.
Drink some Leffe.
And then the last place I had was Fiji. Because I, you guys ever see those things where basically it's a hut on like clear blue water?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
in
That's
your
right,
room,
yeah.
you can like dive into the water from your like from a floorboard in your room and just go in.
Lori, unless they put one of those in Vegas, you're not going to go
in soon. Unless I'm going by myself.
Sounds good to me. See ya.
Oh,
ouch.
Sound that was hurtful.
Steve only goes to Vegas for vacation. There's no other place in the world that exists.
Steve took Vegas vacation literally when he saw the movie.
His favorite game was Guess the Number. Yeah. That was like my favorite part in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go other places. I just don't really want to.
I
right
just think,
now.
Wouldn't it be fun to go to the Guinness Brewery and get just fucking tore up
yeah.
with a bunch of Irish people?
I would
people?
Love to do that.
Oh, that'd be so fun. Go get some shepherd's pie.
You guys could go on
Guinness.
The Twilight Tour up in Forks, Washington.
No.
Okay.
Is that like is that a real thing? Like a tour?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Well, they have spots, and I know this because...
He talked about it on the one of the podcasts.
Yeah, my friend's yeah. mom went
yeah.
there.
Oh, she took dirt
she took
from
like
there.
Sand
yeah, yeah,
and
remember,
like
yeah.
some sticks or something and showed me. I'm like, okay, cool.
You weirdo.
Like, you know it's a story.
It's not real.
It's a story. It's not real.
Well, I guess
it's
those
like
are
fucking Bible.
But where's the okay, where's the cool whoa.
Can you hear those chairs in here?
Yeah, I can. Steve, Jesus Christ.
Where's the coolest place you've been? Where's the coolest place you've been in the world?
Oh, man. Well, I've never left the States, but
yeah. Well, I have on a cruise. I've been to Nassau, Bahamas, which was nice, but okay. I think that's where we were.
See, that's yeah, me. I haven't been. I'm not a world
Lindsay,
traveler,
you can tell me if I'm wrong. She was on the cruise.
Best place I've been is Cancun. That's about.
Did you have
best
sex?
Place there.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
with yourself, at least?
With myself, probably. Yeah. If I have 8 minutes to spare in the bathroom, I'm going to pound one out real quick. 8 minutes is being generous. That's including cleanup time. Man, where have I been?
Get
like
yourself recompose. You know, I gotta compose myself.
The United States. I mean, I've been all over.
Salt Lake City was pretty cool. I went there, where the Olympics were held.
Yeah,
I've been to San Francisco. That's a cool.
Park
place.
City,
I was just
Utah.
Gonna say
Park
San
City,
Francisco
Utah.
Is nice.
Awesome. I've been there. Yeah.
Chicago's a cool place to go for a quick weekend trip.
Oh, yep.
Oh, Chicago.
Shithole.
I like driving up to Chicago.
Fucking shithole.
Steve's kind of a dick. But
Smoky
yeah.
Mountains are cool. I've been up in the Smokies. They've been pretty cool. Go up into a cabin up there.
Emerald Isle, North Carolina was nice.
What's there?
It's just a like off the coast of North Carolina, really.
Great. Good story.
What an asshole. Las Vegas.
Steve, where's
bitch?
Your favorite spot? Jimmy Vegas? Buffett Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
It's Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Whatever.
Fucking piece of shit.
So what is the draw to Las Vegas? Like me, I would want to go eventually someday, but like I'm not dying to go. What is it about Vegas that brings you back over and over?
Because he has points on his card or something.
Well, that too. Plus, I have a cousin that has a house out there now, so that's even better.
Is that the main draw? Just go see
no,
cousin?
Well, okay. I just, goddamn. It's way better than St. Louis, that's for goddamn sure.
Well, there's a lot of cities. but
It's just
there's about 800 cities better than St. Louis.
I mean, you can sit out there. You can't. Hey, I need to take a beer from one place to another. It's fucking great.
Well, to be fair, you can do that here too.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Nightlife. I mean, it said I just.
The city's alive.
My friend Laser from San Diego. I think I mentioned him earlier. His name is Laser, but he was
his
real,
is that his God-given name?
Yeah, he has his brothers are Rocket and Gunner, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, and so he was floored that you can take alcoholic beverages outside and smoke outside and shit and just walk around. I'm like, yeah. I go, you're in the Wild West now, man.
In
you're
Vegas?
Not in California.
Yeah.
No, here.
Oh.
Yeah. California didn't allow any of that.
Well, with Vegas.
They're also falling into the ocean.
You can just, yeah, that's true.
The fucking assholes.
But you can actually take a drink. Like, out here, you can't take a drink out of a restaurant and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Vegas, you can.
Well, you can in bars.
Go bar hopping. Just keep it in a cup.
You can?
Yeah.
What?
Certain bars will let you. Like Highway 40 Brews here in W-ville.
Well, you drink out in the patio.
Yeah.
No,
well,
no, no,
I mean,
no,
it's rather front.
No, you can. No, I'm just saying. You go from the MGM Grand and you fucking walk all the way up the street. You can stop, get more beer.
I can
stop,
carry
get more beer.
I can fucking carry a 12-pack into the casino in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, you can always carry a flask on you. Just be
I always like Vegas, too, because I like to look at the people and try to decide if that guy has hookers with him or not, or if he actually knows these girls.
Yeah.
But that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Is the people watching there just 10 times better than anywhere else?
It's pretty good.
No, the only thing you can't do is when I was sitting at a sports book the last time me and Lori went there, you cannot...
Jerk off at a poker table?
Well, that... But you can't... You can take beer through there, like, no problem, but you actually can't... You can have it there, but, like, if you go to a bar, you can't actually... If you cans of stuff, because the guys are sitting there and they're like, they got like a fucking six pack and they're doing it. And the guy's like, hey, you can't drink here. It's like, well, yeah, the fuck.
Yeah, if you're at like fucking at a slot machine or whatever, like you're walking through the casino, you can do whatever.
Yeah, you can have a can with you at a machine, but if you actually go to an actual bar,
right,
like we're all five of us are sitting at a bar and we have like, we bring a, like literally, if you have like a fucking six pack and you set it down, you can't do that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
want you to buy. Yeah,
you got to do that. But I mean, shit, it's.
I want to go back to Vegas. I don't think Andy can right now because he's got a kid. I want to watch him puke blood up again.
Jesus.
He had to get that in before he had the kid.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why.
No, that we went in September. Me and Lori did, and it was that was good. It doesn't matter.
Is it ever not a good time? Like, do you ever just run through
the only time it sucks in the summer, like you get anywhere from like May to early October because it's still fucking hotter than shit. But in like February when we went this past year, it was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice.
Tony and I sat outside in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah,
it was outside
the
Flamingo.
Yeah,
we were just chilling there.
It was like 67 degrees out there. We walked in, and we went up on the high roller, and it was just fucking...
Nipples were fairly hard.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah, Joe's not erect right now, but it's okay.
I can make it, so...
I'll go get some ice cubes. We can do some shit like fucking with the showgirls.
What
topic are we doing? This was just bucket list vacation.
Oh, okay.
It went to putting ice on my nipples.
Yeah, it went off the rails really quick. All right,
Ben Roethlisberger, beat a bitch! Yeah!
Hold on.
Oh!
Shit, look at our levels.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
Shit. And that's what it looks like when Martavis Bryant misses a pass.
Should have had it.
Yeah. Man, any other bucket list places? Or you're talking about the coolest places, too.
Well, I say the coolest places you went for. Where's it?
Grand Canyon,
ends,
honestly, was cool. I mean, there's not a
Salt
lot
Lake
to
City
do
was actually
it.
Pretty nice.
I kind of really want to go to Disney World once all of our Disney
Seattle, I think, is fun.
When all the Star Wars stuff is done, I think that would be fun to go to because that would be ridiculous.
My friend Aaron went to New Zealand where they filmed
Lord of the Rings
stuff. That was kind of cool.
She walked
Dude,
Australia.
Yeah.
Australia for sure.
Yeah, I want
to
go.
I'd rather go to Australia anywhere than England right now, that's for sure.
I'd like to see a Silverchair concert.
God damn it!
Triple
you're
J.
Sniping my like topic later.
Oh,
oh.
I would like to go to
Japan.
You
can't
anyway
because they're not around anymore.
Tokyo
would probably be really cool. I think just to see how much crazy
I would
do
so much
do
drifting in Tokyo.
Oh, look,
me
man.
Too.
Oh,
I'd walk around a corner and slide.
How are we gonna settle this, Joe?
A rice.
<That's> right.
Mm-mm. I love you long time.
Joe, no one heard Joe's joke. You just walk around the corner and slide around the corner.
I'm taking it to the next level. I hope it rains
drift
a lot
walking.
There.
I'm going to do some drift walking.
Ooh, I love you long time. $5 sucky sucky. Mm.
You want to sing a karaoke with me?
Okay, moving from bucket list
racist
vacations.
Fucks.
How about bucket list concerts? A band that you haven't seen, but you got to see before.
Tony just
Tupac and the Outlaws.
I knew you were going to say Tupac. Mine would be Silverchair.
Well, in heaven. I guess in heaven I could see that.
No, and they're not around. So they're kind of either done or on hiatus.
311.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah. I haven't seen.
But well, one that
you haven't seen them.
I haven't seen them. You have many a time.
I've never seen Rage Against the Machine live. I want to see Rage.
Steve, if 311 comes back here like next year, we'll just go on the lawn and watch them.
That's
for
fine.
Like $10 tickets or something. $10.57.
I was trying to go see Tool again, but the fucking concert sold out in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tool. I'd see Tool.
Man. I've seen Tool once. They're pretty good.
What about?
I know the pieces.
What about? Would any of you want to see Springsteen? Anybody? Have any
Bruce Springsteen.
No, nothing like that.
I'm sure that's a good. That'd be a good show.
It sounds like he'd have to put on a good show. Being around as long as he has.
Maybe we should ask Lori a question because she hasn't.
Lori,
she's got her own microphone.
Concert. Which
a purple penis over there.
I don't know. I've only been to a few concerts. I don't have anything that I'm.
Do you like country?
She just actually saw a country concert not too long ago.
I did Luke Bryan, and then no, it was Georgia Florida Line. Florida Georgia Line. What is it?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Florida
Nelly
Georgia
came
Line.
Out. Yeah, Nelly came out there.
Baby, hear a song. Come on, suck on my big schlong and suck.
What?
It went just like that, yeah.
No, oh, and choke.
Like
and choke.
Man.
Okay.
Beatles are dead. That would have been cool.
But McCartney, maybe go see him.
I saw him at Lollapalooza.
You saw him? Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's when your friend.
He was part of the Beatles, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. I love you, Jess.
Yeah.
He was like, and this is dumb. He was in the Beatles, right?
Nope.
I don't know where the hell he came from.
No offense, Jess.
You
thankfully,
you know,
really hot.
Primus is opening for Tool.
Right now?
What kind of fucking pairing is that?
It's, I don't know. It's somebody. It's
Primus
somebody else.
Cool.
Primus and Tool. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Me and my buddy Doug were trying to go, but he got on a half hour before, and it, like I said, it sold out. We're going to drive down to Nashville. It sold out in 30 seconds. And now it's those fucking goddamn robots on the internet, people that set it up. The tickets were between $65 and $90. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. All the way at the very top now, it's like $190. At the bottom of the floor, it's like $300. It's like, you fucking pieces of shit. It's like, God damn it. I mean...
Cool stories.
Yeah,
cool story, bro.
Ow! Ow!
So, okay, here's a question I'll go around the table with. If he were still alive, knowing what you know about him, would you pay good money to go see Michael Jackson in a concert?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Steve, would you?
Do I get to get drugged and raped before the concert?
If you want to.
If I can go to Neverland Ranch, sure, I will.
So, Joe, you said you would?
Yeah, even if he's like on stage getting skull from Macaulay Culkin, I'd still see him.
Would you go see him?
Yeah, I'd go see him.
Knowing what you know about him and all that stuff.
That's all speculation.
That's true.
That's what happened.
But you'd have to think.
So was OJ.
He was a weird fucking dude. There's no lie about it.
But he had good music, right?
Is that what we're going to say?
Oh, yeah. He was a good musician. He just liked to fuck kids.
That's cool.
I got my pet monkey.
Come on.
What about.
Let's go to hot air balloon ride.
What about Zeppelin?
You're ignorant.
Oh, yes. Goddamn Led Zeppelin.
They're pretty much all alive except for John Bonham. His son drums.
Jason Bonham.
Metallica.
I saw
them at Lollapalooza.
That would be a bucket list for me.
Yeah.
Definitely Led Zeppelin, yes. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of who else would be a bucket list.
Metallica, I was kind of like excited to see them. And then when they started playing, I'm like, I know every song they're playing, man. They played all their old shit, which was
nothing. Well, and since their new stuff hasn't been popular, so
you
got to play all the old stuff.
Except, give me fuel, give me fire, boom! They played that.
Anybody else got anything? Because I like that stuff. Like,
probably Rihanna.
Yeah.
Actually, believe it or not, I've seen her sing three
live?
Songs
really?
With Eminem. Yeah, because she... It was a surprise.
I think I haven't seen Eminem.
Eminem would probably be pretty cool.
I've seen
Eminem
twice at Lollapalooza. Nice. He played like 3 years apart. I'm like, oh, Eminem's there again. He's actually really good live.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
If you like Eminem. And I like him.
I only pay if I get backstage patches to punch her in the face.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Brown.
Jesus.
What did she ever do to you?
I don't know. Bitch better have my black eyes.
Are you like one of those monsters that are under her bed? That she was singing about.
Great podcast.
Good stuff.
That's all we got.
Nope. Next thing we're going to move on to before we get to the very last topic.
Let's do
I'm sorry.
Your microphone matches your shirt, by the way. Yellow and yellow.
Yeah, hell yeah. Look at that. Movie reviews. Let's go over our movies we've watched recently.
Movies.
Because I went on
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. They were in sync. You guys are like just.
Get a room.
What's the next topic?
Movie reviews is what we're going to do next. And okay. I went on a binge of 30 for 30s, which are the ESPN quick documentaries, I guess you'd say. And here's the list. The first one, I Hate Christian Leitner. Did anyone else watch that one?
I haven't seen that one yet.
That one was really interesting because of the historical aspect they had about it in regards to the culture change during the early 90s in regards to when hip-hop first became widely known mainstream. Okay. And here you had tall, white, really good at basketball, and why does everyone hate him? Because he's tall and white and good at basketball. And he always hit the game-winning shots. He hit two of the biggest shots.
There was one game where he didn't even miss a shot. Remember that?
Perfect from the field. Yeah. 19, he's like 19 for 19 from the field.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And he still holds the NCAA record for most points scored in the tournament. So that was a good question. I like the fact they even did the documentary. What was it that everyone hated about it? You mentioned the fact that
bless you.
God damn.
People like me, I've always been a fan of Duke basketball. Not like I have Duke shirts or Duke. I don't hate them. I don't like them. I like some when they're good. They're interesting to watch. But it's basically they're going with the fact that they're elitist, is what they were saying. It's an elitist thing versus the blue collar thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I never saw it like that, but I guess that's a big deal.
Kind of like Notre Dame. Why do people like Notre Dame?
Me, because I'm Catholic.
That's exactly why people like Notre Dame. None of you motherfuckers went there.
No.
That's why when they lost last night, I was just slowly jerking it. I was like, I'm happy. I'm so tired of Notre Dame.
Yeah, no. Tweets their own in regards to that.
I mean, I just fucking, never mind. I almost went there, but I didn't.
And the next one I watched was King's Ransom. It was about when Gretzky got traded from Edmonton Oilers
to the Kings.
Called the trade of the century, which I didn't know that's what that was called at that time because it was early 80s when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, they traded Gretzky for cash. It's all it really was.
Yep.
It was like $15 million back then, which was, again, early 80s. That's a shit ton of money. And
I'll take $15 million in cash. I'm yawning. But I'll take $15 million in cash.
Well, it was interesting because they said after that he came to the States. In California alone, I think there was just the Kings, but after that they had the explosion of, you know, California teams. After that you had San Jose and Anaheim and a couple other teams that came.
Lori, what do you think about Wayne Gretzky?
He plays hockey, right?
Yep.
He used to.
A long time ago.
You are on the correct path.
This is the one. I'll get this one. Rand University. Anyone watch the Randy Moss documentary?
Not yet.
I'll go past that one. Run, Ricky, Run. This was my favorite one out of all.
Is that Ricky? That's Ricky Williams. Yeah.
And why he left the game when he left the game. Basically, everyone thinks he retired early because he wanted to just smoke weed. But if you watch this, this 30 for 30.
It's
because
he had a boyfriend.
No, he's got to be bipolar.
Oh.
He's probably one of the only bipolar, at least known bipolar athletes. They haven't diagnosed him officially, but the guy goes into deep modes of depression. And basically, when he wants to come out and play, he's the best running back in the league. Then he goes back to his depression. He just stops playing because he just doesn't want to play. That was a crazy documentary. I liked that one a lot. Next one was the Trojan War.
I saw that one, yeah.
USC football.
Yep.
There's a reason why Pete Carroll left. It's because he cheated.
Oh.
That guy, there was so much shady crap going on when he was there. Yeah, I know.
It's funny how fast he jumped ship.
Oh, yeah.
Once the NCAA was doing their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the John Calipari of football.
He's horrible.
John Calipari's horrible,
too. And once they dig into him.
He's one of many, though. There's several coaches. I think they're shitty.
Well, because I guess the big part was about Reggie Bush and even having him come to the university to begin with.
Fuck the NCAA, man.
Fuck you, and you make a good point about that, because they're a multi-billion dollar corporation.
From top to bottom, fuck you motherfuckers, man.
Because, I mean, these kids make them so much money.
No
and
shit.
And they get nothing back.
And the fact, okay, so Reggie, what was the deal? His parents were living in a house that...
His parents were, they made minimum wage, I think. They were basically maybe security guards, I think, if I remember correctly. Making very little money.
Okay.
And they came...
So they were people that would go up to other people and go, you need to leave.
For those that listen to our Walking Dead recap, they'll get that.
Yeah. Which is...
I don't even know
maybe
that
one person.
Yeah, I haven't listened yet.
And I'm a part even our own people here don't listen to it.
I don't know.
But yeah, it was a good documentary. Next one after that was The Prince of Pennsylvania. That had to do with Foxcatcher Farms. That's what Foxcatcher was based on.
I watched Foxcatcher. That's a crazy movie.
It's such a messed up story in regards to the basically the heir of the DuPont family fortune going crazy. He just went crazy.
What's his name? John DuPont?
John DuPont, yeah.
Steve Carell's creepy as shit in that movie, too.
And if you watch the found footage of the real John DuPont, you know why. He was just awful.
Bad boy.
Steve's jerking his microphone off.
Lori's looking at me dirty.
Tony.
Tony's going to die, dude.
He has a heart condition. Help him. Phil, he's good. He's good.
We're off in part two.
I will. Oh, my God.
Beer came
if
out
Tony
of
dies,
eyelids.
We're going to have to tie a rope around his neck and like put him up in a closet
in
like Robin Williams. We'd be like, I don't know. He was masturbating, and we walked in on him like that.
Yeah.
Last few were Jordan Rides the Bus. That's about when Michael Jordan retired and went to go play baseball.
Michael Jordan fucking sucked. Who cares about Jordan? I'm just joking, Tony.
He says that
he's like,
ride
what?
Out Tony, I know.
Wait a minute.
Here's the thing.
He's no LeBron.
He hit 260 in the minors. That's not bad for a minor league player, to be
Jordan's
honest.
Jordan's like he's a good golfer.
He's
too.
Better than Pete Cosma. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He could have been better than Pete Cosma.
Pete Cosma's probably really a golfer, and we just don't know it. He didn't know how to hit a fucking baseball.
This one I liked a lot.
Is Pete Cosma white?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fuck. Mystery That's solved.
Yeah. He's whiter than those headphones you're wearing.
Then another one was Winning Time. This was about the Reggie Miller playoffs when he hit the 8 points in like 6 seconds against the Knicks.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I haven't seen the doc, but I know what you're
talking
about.
It's a really good documentary.
Reggie Miller whipped out his dick and put it on Spike
right on
Lee's fucking forehead.
Right on his forehead, dude.
Yeah, he did.
He
and
smacked
what's funny
Spike Lee
is
the
in the
face.
Documentary, Spike is like, why is he going after me? What do I was like, because you're talking shit the whole time. Because
you're
like,
the little dude in the front row screaming at people.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Spike,
yeah.
You're the fucking towel boy.
Yeah.
You're a filmmaker for a reason, because you're not a fucking athlete.
Right.
But they didn't even win the series after that. It took them another series the year after to finally beat the Knicks. And that's when Jordan was retired, by the way. That's why that was popular.
I hope I want an NBA team to have like Steven Spielberg on the sideline like screaming at people. It'd be hilarious. It'd probably be like the fucking Dallas Mavericks. Nah, they already got their owner, but Cuban.
Fuck the Dallas Mavericks.
It'd have to be like a really pale team.
The Clippers, I guess. You go.
It'd have to be like the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, nice.
You have like Steven Spielberg on the side.
The Washington Wizards.
Yeah. I like the Wizards. My dad's been following them now.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah. Well, he's one of them. Yeah.
I know this has more girth.
All right, last one that I watched was Champs. That's on Netflix. Anyone watch Champs? It had Tyson, Holyfield, and Bernard Hopkins about boxing.
No.
Basically, Tyson threw away $500 million, basically. Is that what I learned from that, by being stupid? Guy had a fortune.
You mean like getting a tattoo on your face?
Yeah, he's just so dumb.
I was thinking of him yesterday during the heavyweight fight.
Well, because it's interesting that they went into the aspect of a heavyweight fighter that after you pay your promoters, your training, paying for your gym fees and all that, these guys are barely left with anything. They make less than minimum wage is what they finished off at.
Really?
When you're not a big heavyweight champion.
Champion.
Like, I'm talking about the guys just on ESPN Friday Night Fights and stuff like that. Those guys that are actual professional fighters versus, okay, Mayweather's a professional fighter. I won't say he's not. But he fights every 6 months, maybe, you know? And it's just like these guys actually fight every other month or something like that. It's interesting that these guys make nothing.
I think a lot of those UFC people probably don't.
And, well, they went into the fact that Holyfield was a champion, and he lost all of his money, too. And he's just like, because he came from a poor background, he's like, a checking account? What's a checking account? He didn't even know what a checking account was. And how to invest money. What is investing money?
That from? Czechoslovakia?
It's just he didn't know anything about that. And when you're starting to get big, everyone wants a piece. Your promoter wants a piece. Your manager wants a piece. Your trainer wants a piece. All these different people come in. They're taking money away. And he doesn't know any better to not give them anything. So it's basically reminded me of the 30 for 30 called broke. About how all these athletes go broke after making millions and millions of dollars. They can't manage their finances. Kind of reminded me of that one.
I'd blow it all on probably hookers and drugs, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'd marry a hooker so I wouldn't have to, like, blow it on multiple ones.
No, that's true.
I never thought about that.
It's a good idea.
What do you think, Lori?
So you want to marry a hooker?
No, only if I make a lot of money, idiot.
Well, I guess you could go into that. You could go into that discussion where if you a woman marries a rich man like that, are they not classified a hooker at some points? Where a woman marries a man just for his
money? Could forget your debit card a lot. And
okay, one time. All right.
Well, we said rich man, by the way.
Talking about. I'm not a rich man.
But I know what hookers is.
I forgot my debit card in my other pants. Could you cover this? Yeah, that's fine.
That was one time when we first started dating. It's been, what, almost 10 months later?
Steve dwells on one event where he had to pay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Almost 10 glorious months.
Yes. Highlight that word glorious, right?
So, wait, you guys been together 10 months? Is that what
going on 10 in December.
I just had my 10-year wedding anniversary last October.
Nice.
Talk to me when you're 10 years in.
I can't wait till your wife like gets on this podcast one day.
She will be nothing but vileness.
Good. We'll get her and Aaron on here, too. Get all the chicks.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Some scattered ass on the podcast. Yeah.
The scattered ass podcast.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Who else watched anything? Anybody watch anything recently? What movies did you watch? Besides your,
I've watched,
your kung fu movies.
I watched The Gunman with Sean Penn.
It also what was that
had,
about?
Well, Idris Elba, he had a small part in it, and also Javier Bardem, or how the fuck you pronounce his name.
Steve, you can hear that on the mic.
Gross.
Steve just went
you
down on his mic.
You almost interrupt
your brother. Fucking God. It's not a bad movie. It's about, essentially, I guess Sean Penn is kind of like a paid assassin. Long story short.
When I think paid assassin, I think Sean Penn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've paid for ass, but not like a paid assassin.
I mean, the most liberal dude on the planet was, you know, killing people. It's not bad. It was, I don't know, I give it a C+.
He went from a homosexual mayor to an assassin. Yeah. That makes sense.
But it was not bad. I saw that one. It's on Netflix, so you know, it's essentially free, kind of, in a way. Mm-hmm. Not bad. I watched Sabotage with Schwarzenegger, Sam Worthington, and Terrence Howard.
Yeah, he hasn't been in anything in a long time. He was in everything for a little bit there, right? Because he's the guy that was in Avatar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was in Terminator.
Salvation.
Yeah. And a bunch of other ones I'm forgetting right now. He got really big for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he kind of just...
Well, all those Avatar sequels are being filmed now, so he'll
make being it. Filmed, or is he writing them right now?
I know James Cameron had finished up. There's three movies. I mean, they're filming all three back-to-back-to-back, so I mean, Worthington's going to make a shit ton on that. So is Cameron. Oh, it's a DEA movie or whatever. Or Schwarzenegger's the head of the elite, like, DEA force, undercover agents and shit. It's not bad. It's worth watching. What the fuck, dude?
Joe's looking at me, man.
I'm not trying to do anything. Steve's blowing his microphone.
I am not.
Jesus Christ.
Joe's getting nice.
Did we talk about the movie Inside Out?
Not yet, no. Oh, but I think I've mentioned
it.
I saw
a couple
that,
nights ago.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Inside Out, what was that?
It's
Pixar. It's pretty good.
Oh, is that one you found online?
No. It was one that...
They make up characters about, like you're about...
Your emotions.
Yeah.
You actually went to the theater and saw it?
No.
I took
my dad's friend Zach gave him some Blu-rays, and that was one when I watched it.
Oh. It's really good.
He also gave us the entire Star Wars anthology, so my dad and I are going to watch all of them in order leading up to the new one.
Yep. There you go.
But I watched Inside Out. It was good.
Yep, I got my tickets for Star Wars.
It wasn't Our Fault in the Stars good, but it was good.
Well, speaking of which, I saw a movie called The Spectacular Now. Did you ever see this one?
No. Is that a chick flick?
It's along those lines. It's got Miles Teller and the girl that's in The Fault in Our Stars. What's her name?
Shailene Woodley.
Yes, that's her name. Let's look her up. This one, Miles Teller was the main character in the story, and he was basically an alcoholic senior in high school, which I've never seen an alcoholic senior in high school. I don't think that's ever been portrayed.
I know a few of them.
That's been portrayed in movies before.
Was Miles Teller, like, drumming the fuck out of everything?
He was not drumming at all. But, yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it. It was interesting.
There
we go. Yeah, there she is, Shailene Woodley. It's good. I mean, not
you
great.
Okay,
not bad.
Steve?
I'm good.
Okay. God, man.
Stop.
I think we're picking up all your tongue.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think she's what, 24-ish?
I know she's in those Divergent movies. I haven't watched.
I know she's
yet.
A little bit old, but
does she have good birthing hips?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Lori, you need to control him.
I try.
And here's what I watched yesterday.
She's got some good birthing hips, but we're not going to make any kids probably.
I like how he says probably.
Shower babies, hashtag.
Guess what I watched yesterday, Tony?
What's
Guess
that?
What? The Burbs. I watched
Nice.
The Burbs. It's so good. It's still so good. This many
is, that,
later.
Is that Tom Hanks?
Tom
yes.
Hanks.
Okay, all right.
Tom
okay.
Hanks. It still holds up. It's just funny, though. Those movies, there's no special effects, like, you know, no CGI. The special effects are actual, you know.
Right.
Fake mannequins and whatnot, or skeletons and all that stuff. And then the guy that played Art, I for some reason I think it was supposed to be John Candy that was supposed to be in the movie, because he acts and sounds just like John Candy. But just a little nostalgia from the past, like that.
Nice.
Anybody have anything else? No.
I mean, I rented, rewatched Terminator Genesis. I'm all about that. I did see Mad Max Fury Road.
How was that one?
Fuck.
That movie's
okay.
Good.
Nonstop.
Now, there's certain, like, when you watch a Tim Burton movie or a Terry Gilliam movie, it's like you need to be on shrooms to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But usually I am.
Yeah. Well, I was sober when I watched, like, Mad Max Fury Road. And I've never done coke before, but when I was done watching, I felt like I had just done, like, a few lines of coke. I was like, holy
nice.
Fuck. I was completely amped up.
I saw it with my dad in the theater.
I was like, holy shit.
Did you want to come out and, like, go survivalist and kill people? It's a survivalist kind of movie,
I was just
right?
like, whoa.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just fucking amped up. Like, goddamn.
Charlize Theron's cute, even with one arm.
Even the shaved head.
Yeah, shaved head.
She has a
arm.
Shaved head in that one?
Yep.
And one arm.
Whoa. Yep.
CGI'd out.
Why would she share it? Oh, that's a shame.
Because she knows she's good looking either way.
Either way, yeah. So. Only other thing I've been watching on Netflix is Jessica Jones. You watched the whole
Yeah,
movie,
I finished
Jessica
all the.
Jones.
I finished the entire season.
So, did it end well? Because I'm almost done. I got two more episodes to go.
It's a totally different tone. Like I said, we talked about this over email and stuff. Totally different tone and feel than Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I don't want it to be the same as that. Yeah. And what's funny, I know nothing about this character. I've only ever heard of, like, Luke Cage just in, I don't know, certain comic talk and whatever else. But Jesus Christ. But, now, the thing is, I know nothing about Jessica Jones, but and I don't know if they're trying to modernize some stuff, or because it's on Netflix, you're trying to go more edgy with, like, the HBO stuff, and I'm like...
All this show could be on HBO.
Yeah, because I'm like, the first couple episodes, she's just pounding, like, bourbon and whiskey, and getting pounded by Luke Cage. I was like, God damn.
Doesn't she, like, dominate a big black dildo in the season finale of that
The dildo's
one?
Name is Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. No, well, not the dildo part, but no, Luke Cage.
Oh,
it's a big
no. Maybe I will watch that.
She's doing it on a glass table,
it's
and
a,
then
it's
she squirts.
It's more graphic than anything I've seen, Marvel related.
So like, one shit. Of our listeners, Ginger Spice, had a poll last night on what should I binge watch next, and her three choices were The Leftovers, Jessica Jones, and The Wire.
Ooh, she used to do The Wire.
Fuck
then.
The Leftovers. I would have gone.
Well, here's the thing. Does she want to go quick, or does she want to have a binge watch where it's going to take her a long time to finish?
I don't know. It was just one of those polls.
The Wire,
I'm going to have to create a Twitter poll.
The Wire is superior in content so far. Mind you, Jessica Jones is only one season in. But The Wire will take her a lot longer to watch. But it's high quality. Jessica Jones, she'll be done after 12 episodes and be up to date.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. So.
I voted for The Wire.
The Wire.
Yeah. You know why? Because I said there's only going to be one of those three people will still be talking about 20 years from now.
Because who coming? Omar coming.
Omar coming.
That's right.
He come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then did anybody else watch the Civil War trailer? Marvel Civil War?
I did
War,
see it, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
It was good. I liked it. Interesting. I'll see where they go with it.
Did you see the new Star Wars trailer? Or is that on your list?
No, not on my list. Because I don't think there's any
I've seen a couple of the new TV spots they're doing right now.
Or that's what
the
it
one
is,
I wanted to talk spot. About, though, the most was Warcraft.
World I haven't Warcraft. Seen that one yet.
Does anybody here play World of Warcraft?
I played, like, the original Warcraft. Because
I don't
out.
Understand what's going on. I don't understand. Is it following
the
game?
I've the South Park episode, which was fan.
Yeah, if you're getting into the newer shit in the last decade, I couldn't tell you.
So how old is World of Warcraft? Does it go back to
when? Oh, World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Probably, at least 10 years
is
old.
Is it one and the same as this movie? Am I thinking about the same thing?
I think so.
I don't think. Yeah.
I think it's
I don't
World of Warcraft,
think
it. Isn't
it? I thought it was because he's an orc, is what he says he is. It's like an orc.
Yeah, orcs
humans.
Are in it. Yeah, I know that.
And he's riding an eagle. That's all I know. It looked really weird. And the guy.
Well, he's probably
the,
on cocaine.
I think the main the main character is the guy that's in Vikings. I don't watch that show, but I think I recognize him just from commercials. The show Vikings, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's good.
It's the trailer wasn't bad, but I was like, if you're not into this, I don't know how this is going to make any money. It looks like it cost $1 billion to make, though. There's so many special effects in it.
The game World of Warcraft came out in 2004.
So, but is that what this movie is based on?
I thought it was.
It looks like the same, like,
I would think
when you read Warcraft, it looks in the same, like, they use the same, what's the word I'm thinking of? Ink blots or whatever, you know.
Oh yeah, the motion capture shit.
No. Just then, when you read, like, if you were to pick up a box that says World of Warcraft on it,
mm-hmm.
and read the letters on it, they will look like the same letters they used.
Oh,
on
the
this
same
trailer.
Font.
Font. Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I watched before I came here. It looked not bad. But, only other trailer I watched was Black Cat. Has that come out? And I just watched an old trailer.
With Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. Did that already come out?
Yeah. It didn't do well at the box office. Okay. And I watched it.
You watched the movie?
Yeah, I saw it. I rented it.
Okay, how was it? Because the trailer wasn't bad. But then again, seeing Thor as a hacker didn't really fit, to be honest with you.
It was a little bit too long, honestly. And I don't know much of Michael Mann's work. He's the guy who directed it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I remember Parker and I were talking about over email. Like, it's not bad. It just seemed like Michael Mann was, like, trying too hard to be different, kind of, like, to me. The style of filmmaking and all that, I don't know. It's worth a watch. It's not bad. It's just, it's not worth more than the dollar rental in Redbox or whatever.
Yep.
It's all right.
You crush your dick?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Okay.
We got two more topics, but Joe left for a minute, and I want him back for this next topic. It's actually his topic that he brought up.
Which was?
So, we'll save that for when he comes back.
God. Fuck face.
I don't give a fuck.
Hold on. I'll come up with something that we haven't done yet.
What about the TV shows?
Well, that's... We'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah. This last one. This was one of Jay's, and he's not here to do it. Workout. Playlists.
Oh, okay.
So, if you were to create a playlist for your workout, what would you put on there? What would be some things you'd put on
like
there?
Like a couple of songs?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'd put The Uppercut by Tupac featuring the Outlaws. It was actually produced by Eminem. Not bad. Oh, shit. That's my main one. It's not one of these like fast like build-up type songs. Mm-hmm. It's slow, but it's just fucking intense. Like, you can let you do like 50 push-ups in a row, just like fucking want to punch somebody in the face. It's fantastic.
Well, that's what those songs are for.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That, fuck.
Steve, what you got? Any songs you put on the list?
I'll keep thinking, yeah.
Do you have to have specific songs, or can you just do albums?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever. Like, if you're going to work out and you have to put on like a song or an album, what would it be?
Shit. Anything from Broken by Nine Inch Nails, that'll fuck your day up. The Downward Spiral. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? Some Rage. Rage Against the Machines from Battle Los Angeles. They got some good shit there on that one. But I don't like picking out individual songs because there's so many good songs on albums most of the time.
Well, I subscribe to Apple Music, like a total sheep or whatever, but it's fucking worth it. So I've been getting a whole lot of individual songs and shit. 50 Cent's got several, but I would put from his second album, the song's called Out of Control. The beat's done by Dre, so it's fucking awesome. I put that one on there.
I'm back from peeing now.
Nice show.
Awesome.
All right.
Something I had was Till I Collapse. That was by Eminem.
Oh, Eminem and 8 Dog. Fuck yeah. That's a good song.
And then Remember the Name by Fort Minor.
Yeah. That's Mike Shinoda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Roy Jones Jr. did one. It says it's called Can't Be Touched. Don't know if you ever heard that.
Nice.
It's actually got a really good beat to it. One that you when you listen to it, you just have to go out and want to just punch somebody's face in. Walk by Pantera. Can you not listen to that song? Well, how can you listen to that song and not get amped up? You know, stuff like that. Rage Against the Machine, I had that as well, Steve. And then the last one I had on my list I'll mention was 300 Violin Orchestra, Jorge Quintero. Just listen to it. That's all I said. Jorge Quintero.
I got one.
What you got?
Queens of the Stone Age, You Think I Ain't Worth a Dollar, But I Feel Like a Millionaire.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, well.
I thought you had it pulled up.
I do right now.
I was waiting for you to hit play when I did that.
Well, it's a live version.
Oh,
but,
never mind. Yeah.
Do I have any other songs?
Lori, what about you?
Lori, what are your...
I just like random.
You have to have at least one. At least one specific.
Why do we invite her over?
I know. Jesus.
I don't know. Some Pink, I guess. Or Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. She likes to listen to TLC when she's getting ready.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls?
Red Light Special.
Are you going to go pee?
Back to front.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Actually, sorry, it's the other way around.
Why does it sound different when girls pee than guys didn't pee?
What?
Why does it sound like they have like a whooshing air sound when they pee and we, you know, it doesn't?
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, let's not think about it.
All right, last topic. Let's go on to the last topic.
Okay.
Best and or worst endings to TV series or seasons.
Oh, God damn it. Interception, motherfucking son of a cunt bag, fucking whore.
See,
yep.
Going in. Oh, he did the turf this time.
And I have
the turf monster guy.
Is that Roethlisberger that threw that?
Yep.
God fucking damn it.
And I have their fucking defense and didn't play him this week.
This is week 12 in the NFL.
It is.
No, dude, it was a block. It was a trick play or something.
Boom.
Okay, so Roethlisberger didn't throw it. Okay,
yeah, it's our kicker.
Anyway, as we watch this botched play not work. Throwback.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Just hung that up there.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So, continue. Best and or worst endings to TV series and or seasons.
Well, when I first heard about this topic on the negative side, the first one that popped into my head was season 8. Of one of my favorite shows ever, Smallville, which I know you watched.
Yes.
And I know Bobby was a fan of the show Smallville.
Of course he was.
Of all the seasons and everything Smallville did, there was way more pros than cons. Season 8 introduced one of the most badass
villains
ever. Okay, Doomsday, for those of you who don't know. Now, Doomsday, to make a long story short, he's not... like a Joker. He's not a Bane. He's a fucking mindless monster. He's just a force of nature. Mm-hmm. That's all he is. Just fucking kills and destroys anything and everything. Okay? Now, they did a little bit of a twist on season 8 of Smallville. He was kind of like... I wouldn't compare him to the Hulk, but he...
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Doomsday never had like a human or humanoid form. Okay? So... they kind of did that for Smallville. They gave him like a humanoid form that turned into like this monster. All right. Now, season 8 overall wasn't bad, but the whole build-up was you're going to have...
It was the build-up part.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You're going to have Clark fight Doomsday. Like, in Metropolis. So you're like, okay, fuck yeah.
And they didn't show anything.
And what was pathetic is that the entire battle between Clark and the monster... was seriously, I think, 15? It had to be like 15 or 20 seconds.
Yep.
That was it.
And you didn't see much of anything, to be honest with you.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Seriously, Clark saved a little girl from Doomsday. Doomsday punches Clark in the fucking mouth. He goes flying into like a couple of buildings. Then Doomsday jumps like kind of far to where fucking Clark is.
Mm-hmm.
And goes to punch Clark again. What the fuck are you doing?
He was recording you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, go. Sorry.
Okay. And so Doomsday's going to punch Clark again. Clark, like, fucking super speeds and, like, hits him and, like, throws him into a fucking hole that's, like, you know, mm-hmm. like a mile down the ground. Like, yep. And that was it.
That was it, yep.
That was the big, epic, climactic battle.
It was awful.
Like, wow.
It was really, really bad.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Let's see. Besides Season 8 Smallville, which I completely agree, yeah, which was god-awful.
Terrible. Fucking terrible. Everything else, every other finale I thought was okay.
And the series finale, I was actually really happy with the series finale.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was great.
They ended it perfectly. Yeah. So I mean, I guess you could tail into that. You see Clark. He's on the rooftop of the Daily Planet. He's running towards the camera. Opens up his shirt, the big old S on the chest, and that's it as far as... So Smallville had one of the worst endings ever and then, like, the best ending ever, so...
But the worst of all time, to be honest with you, I'm going to have to vote for Dexter.
I heard nothing but terrible things
about Dexter. Ended
I watched the ending on
wrong.
YouTube, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want
It was just bad. There's nothing good about it. For a show that started off great, the first three seasons, some of the best television ever, I think, but just dropped after that. It was... awful.
I think Family Ties is up there too for worst endings.
Worst ending.
Where Michael J. Fox just like
stop. Mad Men. Mad Men ended horribly. I just hated the. Last
is that over now?
Yeah, it's done. It ended. Yeah. Give me two of those bottles. And then Sopranos. That's up for debate, I guess. Some people like really like it, and some people hate it.
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard about it. I heard it's kind of like just a...
Alex, put the dishes away.
I'm trying to, Mom.
It's so wrong.
Jesus Christ.
I hated how The Office ended. I thought that was dumb. And then I have Quantum Leap on this list, but I never watched Quantum Leap.
Well, Steve and I did.
Jesus.
That's just a good show overall, but the way they ended it was just fucking
horrible,
dumb.
But what was the very end of it?
Go ahead. Do you remember?
From what I remember, if anybody who knows Quantum Leap, it's shit. Apparently, the main character, who's played by Scott Bakula, what was the guy's name? His character,
Dr. Sam Beckett.
Sam Beckett. Okay, so I guess he's able to travel through time, but he it's like his brain or like his consciousness or whatever. He goes into other people's like bodies or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like people,
he leaps into their bodies and then they actually leap to where his time period.
Yeah, he's kind of from the future, so he's traveling into. It's always back in the past.
Yep.
I guess he never goes to like his time period, and but what's weird is like he's sent to certain points in time beyond his control, and he's sent back to like I guess right and wrongs essentially.
Yep.
Long story short, and they say that apparently some other like a supernatural force, I don't know if it's God or whatever, like takes over to essentially send him back to these different points in time. He sent to certain points for a reason.
But then at the end of it,
they just say it was just like
they say this guy that it's like all the people that he has known in his life are they start showing up in this bar at the very end. So all these people that he knows names and they like have these people that they know, it's like it's almost like if you die, this is where you go before you go to the next step. Because all these people that they've known are like these people are coming through, like they have the same names, like the same character traits and all this stuff like that. And then at the end, it's like he's leaping himself around, is what they say.
Well, they just say he's leaping on forever. He never returns home. Never returns home. He's just leaping like eternally.
Trying to follow this makes it where I don't like
No, it's good. Yeah.
It's a good show, but just the way there was no finality. Yeah. There was just no reason to why is he leaping? Forever.
Yeah.
Why did he never make it back home? It was just kind of like some of the lazy writing, like
that. Oddly, sounds like the end of Lost a little bit.
It's just
no end to it. Well, it's tied with Dexter has to be the Seinfeld series finale. I don't know if you guys watch Seinfeld, but
I never watched
horrible.
The entire series, but you're like, what the fuck?
It was
dude?
Dumb. They all end up in jail.
Yeah.
It was just stupid.
Dumb.
Lazy writing
and
on
it
their
cuts
part.
Out like boom 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 boom.
Cheers.
I remember
Cheers was good.
X-Files is very underwhelming. Yeah, it was kind of just not.
Golden Girls was pretty good.
Do you actually remember
it? I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I looked it up on YouTube the other day.
Just look at it. But here goes. Some of the best, then. Breaking Bad, I thought that was a pretty satisfying end to that show.
That was good.
Friday Night Lights, I liked how that one ended. They kind of set up where you could come back to that show or that series the way they ended it. Like, they kind of left it open saying high school, the drama of high school and high school football could be replicated anywhere in
right,
the States,
yeah,
basically,
yeah.
is what they did with that one. Joe, I don't know about this one. Me and you might not see eye to eye on it. Sons of Anarchy.
I liked it.
See, you liked it, and I'm like, yeah. I kind of left me kind of underwhelmed, to be honest with you. I don't know why, though. If you'd ask me, give you reasons why, I couldn't tell you. That's just the initial reaction I had when I saw it the first time.
Now, on that same level, being an FX show, The Shield, it wasn't bad, but...
The Shield runs into Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, you told me about that. I haven't seen Sons of Anarchy, but you told me how that ended. The Shield wasn't bad, but given the main character and... I don't know, just the way Vic Mackey operated, you would see him kind of like going out, like fucking like guns blazing kind of. That's how I would have pictured it, and it didn't really happen that way. It was kind of like wide open. You would have thought you would have gotten like a TV movie or even some type of like a theatrical release. Like he's got to go out, like I don't know.
But he didn't die, right?
No, he didn't.
Because he was driving a semi. They hit fucking Jack Stella.
Last one I had on my list, which Joe and I can both agree on. I think why it was so good, and this is just a season finale, was True Detective, season one.
Yeah.
Because the whole series, that whole season was great. But I think you could treat that as an anthology, where True Detective, season two, has nothing at all to do with season one. So that you could kind of treat that as a standalone.
I think from beginning to end was good.
Yep.
It was intense, too.
Yep.
It was really good.
Intense. Yep. All
Matthew McConaughey should have won all kinds of shit for that season.
Yep. That's what I said when I first watched it, yep. So, can anyone think of anything else that they can bring
up? I said Lost, of course. But
good or bad?
I liked it, but that's very split down the middle.
Because...
Well, under a lot of plot holes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Overall
but
law,
then
or...
it's like they're in purgatory, right? Was that what it was all
Well,
about?
That's when you said Quantum Leap, where he sees people, like, purgatory type shit.
Like, where they're passing through. It's like they like...
So
it's kind of the same theory.
I don't think
like
I'll ever get around to watching Lost. I just don't think I ever will.
No,
basically,
won't
it's
either.
It's a purgatory the whole time, correct? Is that what we're supposed to understand?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'm... You have to
no, I mean, it.
Like, that's simplifying it too much.
No, I mean, it's not.
It's just not that.
Yeah, it's just in the last season is when they're flashing. You kind of have to
I'm
see
so confused,
it to
man. I'm so confused.
It's not that confusing if you watch it from beginning.
Is there a way to get through?
But that's a show you actually have to watch
Is there a way to get through Lost without going, what the fuck's going on? Can you actually get through?
Yeah, man, seasons 1 through 3,
yeah.
They're freaking, you could bust those out in probably 2 weeks because it's so good.
Really?
And then after that, you're kind of like, okay, what the fuck's going on?
I got lost watching Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do after season 3.
Yeah.
Lori, do you have anything?
Any shows?
Lori, do you have any favorite shows that you like? You haven't watched.
What about Roseanne when Dan died? How'd that impact
Roseanne.
You?
It's been a long time.
But it was all a dream, right?
I don't remember. Yeah, because she woke up with Arnold in the bed with her or something like that, didn't she? Like Tom Arnold was really her husband the whole time or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I think. I can't remember. I'd have to rewatch it.
What about Friends?
How'd that end?
I never saw the ending of Friends.
I thought
Ross and Rachel got together.
Yeah, I thought she was on a plane somewhere and he went to the airport.
I just remember them all crying in the finale. I think it was a decent finale.
Can we any of us think of anything else?
I can't remember. Like, granted, I haven't seen Quantum Leap in years. X-Files, I just remember not being it. That's coming back in January.
They're rebooting
it. It's a six-episode deal.
Six-episode miniseries, yep.
I never did finish 24 with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah,
I've seen
that.
A few seasons of those. That was good. I mean, that's a good show
overall. Past the short one here that took over in England was fucking awesome.
I can't think of anything offhand. Okay. Just I remember Smallville season 8 just sticking with me because I remember how awesome that show was.
It's funny how the bad ones stick with you more than the good ones.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the really bad ones you can just remember off the top of your head.
Because, I mean, you remember, was it, I don't know if it was season 5.
I can tell you what's going to suck. The League.
when that
this whole season has been just sucked.
Really?
How do you think they're going to wrap it up? I mean, does it really need an actual ending to it?
Hopefully they all die or something.
That's what I'm thinking. They'll probably just kill them all.
Good God. Well, Ruxin's wife did last episode. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Whatever.
That's all right.
This whole season's been so bad. Yeah. They should have quit after last season.
Well, there you have it. That's 21.
Now, it's always sunny in Philadelphia when that eventually ends. I think they're all going to die or something.
Well, they should probably. Yeah. They're awful
people. It's like dark comedy.
Yeah.
It'll they're be all
like,
awful
it'll
people.
Be like the movie The Departed, where literally everybody just fucking dies.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That movie, I was shocked to shit on that one. I know I'm getting off topic, but I'm like, holy fuck, DiCaprio's dead.
You're like, well, Matt Damon's still alive. Wait a minute.
Martin Sheen's dead.
Nicholson died in that one, too.
Nicholson's dead.
Yeah.
Everybody but Mark Wahlberg, basically.
Yeah, he's at the end. I'm like, oh, okay.
Say hello to your mother.
He was like, I'm in your apartment. Who are you, Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
That's Matt Damon.
That's Team America. Google it. You don't fucking know what I'm talking about.
Close us out. We're done.
That's it.
We're at the hour mark, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Good podcast.
Internet gold.
Couldn't tell you what it was about, but.
A lot of randomness. Yeah.
Lori, what's your favorite bad word?
My favorite bad word? I don't know if I have a favorite one.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite
would
bad
you
word?
Just have an answer once?
Probably. Probably cunt.
Oh, my. I guess mine's not that bad.
Mine's like heck.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Mine's Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yours is. Although today you replied just one word, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Via
the waxing of the dolphin.
Yeah. I just put.
I was expecting it to say Jesus, and it just said, fuck.
I got to switch it up.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
No bad word.
No bad word. Yeah. Mine's cocksucking son of a bitch.
Wow.
Go around. What's
I
yours?
Guess I don't cuss that much.
Do you need to ask? I mean, God, this whole fucking podcast is everything I ever say all the time.
No.
So.
Okay,
You've never called anybody a cum dumpster?
No. That's a good one, though.
We'll keep that in your back pocket.
I think I called her that the first time we started dating.
I'm not surprised.
I hope not.
It was their first date.
If so, I might have not been listening.
She's like, great, I had to pay $9.50 for your beers. Guess you owe me one.
shit. Dinner was good.
That's not how it happened.
Do you think Steve... Does he have a big or small penis?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Steve, do you think you have a big or small penis?
That's pretty good.
It's adequate is what he's going to go with.
It's pretty good.
Gets the job done.
It's good.
It's good.
This hockey stick goes right onto that nice smooth ice.
Okay.
No complaints.
Okay.
Okay.
So yours is like bent and has tape on it?
And it breaks a lot.
It says Easton on it.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
Your hockey stick dick.
Hockey stick dick.
It just curves a little bit at the end.
All right, we're done. Okay. We're done, right?
Joe's asking
about
these random questions.
Okay,
like,
yeah. We should probably quit now while we're ahead.
I keep getting no comment. Out of Lori.
Well, what do you want me to say?
The truth. The truth, goddammit.
I just want the truth.
Ask her something else real quick. Come on.
What's your favorite body part on Steve?
Oh, gosh.
Probably his little butt.
Oh, yeah, he's got a little butt, yeah.
This makes me
uncomfortable. See, Steve answered that. Steve answered that for her.
Yeah.
No, try again then. One more time.
What am I looking at?
Last time.
Yeah, please, because this is...
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of shit off the cuff.
I'm a good cook. I make good food for her and Tony on Sundays. I'll make... Next podcast, I'm going to make my famous dip. You'll all enjoy it. It's going
to
be good.
When is our next podcast?
In 2 weeks.
We'll figure it out. 3 weeks to 2 months.
Yeah, that seems to be our time frame now.
No,
but you
two
catch
weeks
us every
from
Monday
now.
For the Walking Dead recap.
Yeah.
Well, until they go on hiatus till February.
Yeah.
And we did. So 2 weeks will be December 13th, I think.
Something like that. Christmas
I'm sure Jay won't join us again.
Oh,
how about that?
Shit. Good Lord.
Well, there you go, Toner.
Okay,
wrap us up.
Sorry. I was watching the football highlights. Okay, cool. All right, episode 21 in the books.
We're legal. Really,
that's
really
right.
Legal.
We can drink for reals now.
And we know Steve's best body part is his butt.
Yep.
And then his penis is pretty good.
Adequate.
Yeah, it's adequate. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a
picture.
Oh, there we go. There's a picture of Steve's butt online. Check us out on our Twitter account.
It's most of it.
At Nerdcast, yeah.
It's covered. It's got like a big D over it or something. I think that's the letter.
Better than in it, right? All right.
Well, usually he's got a D in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go out.
Okay, we're done. Let's wrap this shit
up. Let's techno out.
There you go. Yeah. I'll rap over this shit. Okay. Thank you again for listening
to the Nerdcast podcast.
Okay. It sounds terrible. Let's stop. Okay. Thank you for listening to episode 21, the legal episode of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. We're also on the social media, just like the Kardashians. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcast.
Less STDs.
That's right. Less STDs. At nerdcast. That's nyrdcast. And I love you, Kylie Jenner. Facebook. Yeah, we're also on there. Just fucking Google it. Whatever.
iTunes.
Yes, we're on iTunes as well. Be sure to rate us. Be sure to check out the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network. That website is ijov.net. There's some also... why do I have a stroke every time I talk about the fucking podcast network?
I don't know.
ijov.net. There's some other great podcasts on there. Check them out. Thanks again for listening. I go by the name of Toner.
Alexis, would you like to sign out? Alexis.
It's Alexa. That's,
I'm sorry. Alexa, do you want to say anything?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
God, of course not, you
damn
fucking slut.
This is Matt saying bye.
This is Lori. Bye.
Sound guy Steve.
God, we're a well-oiled machine. Until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Ah, see ya.
That was Philip Seymour Hoffman's last word.
Fist and veg, fist and veg,
fist and veg, fist and veg, fist and veg.
Okay. We're done.
This is the Walkman with his single Dash, which you can find now on Google Play.
Cause she had me sleeping a while ago. Dash. I hit and got stuck in the past. Dash. I hop in your whip and I crash. Dash. I leave you a tip on the dash. Dash. I'm running this game and I last. Last. I'm running this game and I last. Last. I'm running this game and I last. Last. I'm running this game and I down. Cause she had me sleeping a while ago. I hit and got stuck in the past. I hop in your whip and I crash. I leave you a tip on the dash. I'm running this game and I last. I'm running this game and I last. I'm running this game and I last. I'm running this game and I dash. I run in this game and I dash. I run and I sprint like the Flash. I run like the cops on my ass when these rappers attack. I just take them to task. I run like I'm paid for it. I run like I'm made for it. I get shade for it, but that ain't important. I don't give a fuck about you giving fucks or getting bucks. I interrupt to give a plug. The subtle picture painting tend to put you in the lull. I turn your bitch into my rug. Now I'm turning shit into a personal assault. Fact is, I am not at fault. I spit a bar, they start a cult, they like it by default. Pour some in my drink, but I'm so sick with this shit, I don't even have to think. If Kush had me sleeping a while ago, I hit and got stuck in the past. I hop in your whip and I crash. I leave you a tip on the dash. I run in this game and I last. I run in this game and I last. I'm running this game and I last. I run in this game and I dash. If Kush had me sleeping a while ago, I hit and got stuck in the past.